You're sheltering in a cave, thinking about the Ice Age. From the cave mouth, a West Highland landscape in spring, in the early Anthropocene. On the hillside opposite, six red deer have bedded down in the heather. It's raining, a soft Highland rain, a smur. Not half an hour ago, you were walking beside the burn in a narrow ravine further up the glen. You heard something, glanced up to see a large rock bounce then plummet into the burn 25 yards in front of you. The echo faded, but your heart was still hammering as you backed away. They call these caves the bone caves because of all the animal bones found buried inside, animals long extinct in this country. You're in Reindeer Cave where antlers rather than bones were discovered. An excavation in the 1920s produced hundreds of reindeer antlers, almost all from females. You sit at the cave mouth, looking out at the rain, thinking about the Ice Age. You realise you haven't a clue. We can wait, say the hills. Take your time. The ice came and went, is that right? Ice covered the land and froze the sea for thousands of years, but now and again, every 100,000 years or so, came milder spells when the ice retreated, tundra formed on the land and reindeer wandered in. Glaciers in the glens, or what became the glens. To reach the caves, you climbed a grassy slope 150 feet above the river. You try to imagine stepping from the cave mouth onto ice and moraine. Some years ago, cave divers entered into this same hill by an entrance higher on the moor, by the back door, so to speak, intending to explore a system below the bone caves. It makes you quail, the thought of crawling through darkness and passageways and underground streams, echoes and falling rocks. Deep within, the cavers found the bones of a bear. What was that like? Like reaching the memory of the hill itself. Eventually, carefully, the bones were brought to the surface. In time, they were carbon dated. They were 45,000 years old. A long sleep, even for a bear. 16 million days and nights had passed in the upper world. Long enough for the ice to return, then yield again, then return in one last snap, then leave for good, or at least for now. The cave mouth the bear must have used has since been blocked by the rocky detritus of that last ice grip, the one which ended 10,000 years ago and created the land we know. 10,000 years. In the great scheme of things, we're living through a warm bank holiday weekend. Warm and getting warmer. As to the antlers, they were found before carbon dating became available. Then, excited speculation concerned us, people, humans. Might there have been Paleolithic humans here to gather up all those antlers and store them in a cave? But there's no evidence for that. Female reindeer, caribou, shed their antlers naturally, up on the calving grounds, and some antlers must have fallen onto the glacier to be borne downhill and swilled into the cave mouth by meltwater and duly buried. That's the surmise. The hoard of antlers is kept in the store of the National Museum of Scotland. They're not as you might imagine, not majestic. Ancient fragments, they look more like broken biscuits. Also in the store, wrapped in a box, are the bear bones, including the brown-stained skull. The skull was in the cave, and what was in the skull? Bear mind, bear memory. When autumn came and the nights began to freeze, he remembered where the cave mouth was, so he padded across the glacier.